Milan Radosavljevic. I'm a Rom by origin. From my birth until May 1942, I was permanently resident in the village of Novi Yankovci, Vinkovci district, where I worked as a day worker, since I didn't own any land, and I also worked as a charcoal burner. I had a family that consisted of my wife Kaya, aged 30, and three children, Živko, aged 12, Marko, aged 7, and Katica, aged 4, and Katica, aged 4. There were around 830 Roma living in Novi Yankovci at that time. In the month of May 1942, on the day before Pentecost, the organs of the so-called independent state of Croatia took all house owners to the district government in Yankovci, where they were forced to provide information on all members of their families. On that occasion, we were told that we and our families would be resettled in Romania or the Banat, and that we would receive houses and sufficient land to cultivate. However, that same evening, our Roma settlement in Novi Yankovci was surrounded by armed and uniformed persons, and we were forbidden to leave our settlement. The next morning, we were driven out of our homes and taken to Vinkovci. Next morning, they took us to the railway station, and here they forced us into livestock carriages, which they then closed. We arrived in Jasenovac immediately after the dawn of the next day. The train came to a stop outside the camp, and immediately after we got out of the carriage, armed ustashas drove us into an area enclosed by barbed wire. Here they immediately separated us from our women and children. The next morning, one group of women and children was moved out of the women's camp and taken somewhere. Since that camp was nearby, I saw that my wife Kaya and our children had also been taken. Approximately 1 hour later, the ustashas came to our men's camp and asked who among us wants to work. I volunteered so that I could more easily learn where my wife and children would be taken. Another group of Roma also volunteered. The ustashas selected 12 of us and were taken to the southern bank of the Sava by ferry, reaching the so-called Gradina. I didn't see the group of women and children who'd been taken out of the camp in the morning. Several residential buildings were located in Gradina, right next to the riverbank. They were obviously deserted, since nobody was moving in their vicinity. Here, we were given shovels, and after we had been taken downstream along the Sava, we were ordered to dig pits in one spot, located some 20 to 30 meters away from the riverbank. That day we dug two pits, 8 by 5 meters in size, and some 3 meters deep. The pits were one beside the other. Between them was an empty space, some 3 meters wide. The next morning we set off for work again, and escorted by the ustashas, passed beside the pits we had dug yesterday. When we got close to those pits, I noticed a pile of Roma women's clothing near the pits, towards the bank of the Sava. Having come very close to the pits, I was shocked to see that the space between the two pits was completely sodden with blood. The pits were half filled, but only a thin layer of earth had been placed on top, so it couldn't completely cover the human bodies in there. Some body parts remained uncovered. I spent 12 days in total digging graves at Gradina. During this time, I saw that Roma, mixed groups of men, women, and children, were being ferried to Gradina without even passing through the camp. I assume that all of them were killed and thrown into the pits we had dug in Gradina for that purpose. None of my family members, who had been taken to the camp, ever returned. They were obviously killed in Gradina and thrown into the pits that I had dug there. Only 5 or 6 of the Roma from Novi Yankovci managed to save themselves. All the others died in Jasenovac.